Arrivoot. Nice to see all of you. Some of you have become older. Some of you have become younger. I think we all planned for, or were looking forward for a long time to have this winter camp. We really wanted an opportunity to meet each other in full Krishna consciousness and to make a program together which would help us to go deeper in our Krishna consciousness. It's really not a matter of winter or summer or spring. We could have even a a December camp or a January camp or a February camp or March camp. It's really, these camps are about coming together and sharing devotee association, sadhu sangha, and to also go deeper into our own Krishna consciousness. I have brought with me a very, very nice seminar which I have started to give in Vrindavan. It is a seminar where I will only talk about Lord Krishna, but in a way that some very deep spiritual messages can come for each one of you. So I really want to request you at the beginning of this winter camp to fix your mind a little bit on this wonderful opportunity we have exactly today in the evening, Monday evening, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's four days, where we can put a little bit, let me say, we can go on turbo in our spiritual realization. I really want to request everyone to come and check your own desires and your own, let me say, purpose, so that you can make best use out of this few days which we have. At the end of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a very moving episode. I think you know Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a book which was spoken by Parikshit Maharaj to his dear mother Uttara. Uttara came after Shukadev Goswami had finished with his instructions. Shukadev Goswami had talked for 7 days to her son, and now Shukadev Goswami asked, are there any further things which you would like to know? Parikshit Maharaj said, no, please allow me now to withdraw from the world and totally concentrate on Krishna. And he sat down to meditate, because in a few moments he would leave his body and die. But this moment there was a commotion. I can just see, maybe we must, there are others also who need a translation. Bhaktivedanta, would you like to go towards the back? I will just say something short, because we will not start our seminar now and here. when Parikshit Maharaj was just about to sit down to close all of his activities and to start meditate about Krishna, at that moment there was a commotion, a tumult. All the devotees were sitting like you are sitting, around Parikshit Maharaj and waiting for that moment where the great emperor of the world would give up his body. Then a woman came running through the crowd of the sadhus and said, "Moisin, Moisin." It was Uttara, his mother. Uttara said, she was not sentimental. She knew her son would die. That was not the reason why she had come to cry. So she said, "I am so curious to know, what did Shukadev Goswami tell you? Can you give a summary?" She was so much in the nectar of Krishna consciousness, she didn't think about crying like mothers do when the son leaves the body. She was a nectar hunter. She wanted to know, what was it that you were discussing? Can you give me a summary? And she also had a question. She said, "I cannot believe that the devotees of Lord Krishna who love him like the gopis will have the same destination after they leave their body as the devotees have who are worshipping God as the almighty Lord of the Vaikuntha planets, the Narayan. Those who worship Krishna, the playful flute player who steals the butter from his devotee's house, they must get another destination. This is a very complex question." Now this question was very, very interesting, because Parikshit Maharaj was just about to leave his body. Where would he go? You follow this question? Where would he go? He was a devotee of Krishna. Would he go to Vaikuntha, or would he go to the Yamuna? Means and Vrindavan. So Parikshit Maharaj looked at his mother. You know, he was just about to give up his body. Usually you need some, it is a private moment, you need some time, but there she had with this, there she came with this wonderful question. She wanted to know more about Krishna. And Parikshit Maharaj thought, and then he began to speak. And starting from tomorrow, I will give you a summary what he said. Anyone of you who hears this summary will first of all think that the material world is an illusion, not much worth to stay in it. So I warn you, maybe you better don't come to the seminar if you want to stay happily in the world of illusion. This is one you will like to go. And the second blessing is that you will become so attracted to Krishna that you will certainly become a lover of Lord Krishna. This is what anyone who hears this is going to experience. Hare Krishna. There is a verse by Rupa Goswami which says, "My dear materialistic friends, if you want to continue in your life with material society, friendship and love, do not come and to Keshigat." That's a place at the bank of the Yamuna where this Lord Govinda is and where he plays on his flute. If you come there, especially in the moonlit night, you might lose your heart, and then you cannot continue in your material life. So better don't go. Don't go. Don't come. So starting with tomorrow, we will hear such stories, such interesting information, that we will not like to continue with our material activities. So I'm just warning you, anyone who will come to this seminar, it's a seminar where you come with no return ticket. A one-way ticket. So you can still make... I thought it's only fair if I tell you at the beginning of the seminar. But of course, this is what we all want. We want to feel the wonderful spiritual emotions which come when we fall in love with Krishna. We want to feel this. So, yes, all of us are now together in a little hotel in the midst of the Sarajevo mountains. It's a beautiful landscape, but it's very lonely. We will try to use these few days to go very deep in our spiritual life. I will first sit together with the organizers and draw an exact plan. I already saw that there is a plan which I had given earlier to the organizers. I would like to see it, and then we will put together the exact schedule so that you, those of you who don't stay at the hotel but who come and go from the town, Sarajevo, have an orientation. I hear that there is a theater play with a very fine and subtle theater of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there will be a little Nam Yagya and a little... So many things we have planned. But at this moment, I have just arrived and my head is as curious as your head. That is, how will we arrange everything? Let me just tell you that I'm very, very happy with you, that you have made the determination and the decision to come. And I think we all feel we are at the beginning of something wonderful. What exactly it will be, we cannot say at this moment, because it has not yet started. I really have done... I have done many such seminars, and I will do my best to make it an unforgettable experience for all of you, so that you can deeply relish inside of you a transformation which I think we all want to have. In this material world, our hearts need to be purified, so that we are again attracted to Lord Krishna. This is the world where the hearts are becoming rusty. Rusty? What is rusty? Yes. So when iron is becoming rusty, it somehow does not become attracted any longer to the magnet. So in the same way, when we are in the material world, somehow we are... Yes, we are devotees. We are interested in Krishna. But there's so many other things in my heart. And I'm not all... And we think we are not always fully attracted to Krishna. And you know this problem, Ojashvi? Yes, it is... You know this problem, Radha Kripa. Yeah. So we need to clean the rust away. So that again we can feel that attraction, which is so sweet, which is so lovable and so much with love. And our little winter camp is all about that. We want to feel the attraction of to Lord Krishna, and we also want to use the time to clean away the dust. So I really want to, at the beginning, to encourage you, please come with the right mission. You have 3 days or the 4 days, and this can be very, very important days in your spiritual life. But only if you have the right mission. Don't use this place as a village of gossip. It is not a village of gossip. It is gossip? Gossip? Tratsch, yes, tratsch. No tratsch. If you want to have tratsch, Sanatan, do Krishna tratsch. Yes. You can say the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do you know he left his wife? You know, when he was 24 years. Oh, vaya, oh, vaya. Only such trash. So we will make we want to make a very spiritual atmosphere. And please have a lot of association and talk with the devotees. We will also make a winter walk. I think some of you can already look for the best way. Maybe Sasha and Nikunya and Aida, you are from, you did a, when you made your winter camp, was it in this area or some other area? But we can find some good way here where we can all walk and talk when the sun is, when the sun is up. Yes. And we will make it like a nice program where there will be also Krishna conscious fun, and you will have nice prasadam. Don't worry, it won't be too so intensive that the human aspects of humor and laughing and eating will not be there. Good. We will make now a little pause in which you can use to fine-tune yourself so that you are really here with your mind and heart. It would be maybe good if we meet at, let us say, 7:30, and just have an evening program 7:30 up till 8:30, and then we have prasadam and so on. And then I will present to you, we will have the first evening. I have some surprise for you. Dobro. So. And you are ready to rust off the heart, that you will feel the attraction, Dionysus, you are ready? you want this or not?
Yes,
want, desire is there. Good. Good. Okay, so we will see each other at 7:30. And it's really beautiful here. I mean, we are in the midst of the Shumi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.